We continue our learning. Yo, we are in Bava Mitzia Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad. Ra'as ha-Mitzia v'nafal aleha. Here in this case, this is not someone who's riding on an animal, sees a Mitzia and asks someone else to pick it up for him, but rather he sees a Mitzia and he jumps on it in order to acquire it. He falls on top of it in order to acquire it, but he didn't actually take hold of it. Uva acher v'hechazik ba, and someone else came along and actually grabbed it from underneath him. So the first person never actually grabbed it. He jumped on top of it. He may have seen it first, but he planned on acquiring it by jumping upon it, but in the end, he never took hold of it. Someone else came along and picked it up. The one who took hold of it is Zocha. Now, the Gemara explains that even though there's a Takanas Chachamim, that Arba Amros Shel Adam Konos Lo Bechol Makom, there is a rule, there is a principle that Chachamim established that the Dalet Amos, within anything that's within a person's Dalet Amos, if he has intention to acquire something, is his, because the Dalet Amos is a person's rishus. In fact, a person, we assume the average person is three amos tall, and you stretch your hands out, you're four amos. So if you turn around, the area 4 by 4 amos, that's your space. So that's true in the laws of Shabbos as well. So since arba amos, with respect to financial matters, are kone, acquire an object for a person within the Dalet Amos, and the Chachamim made this takana so people don't fight with each other if they find something. So that if that's the case, if this person jumped on, he sees the Mitzia, jumps on top of it, the object is certainly within his Dalet Amos. So why should the one who pulled it out from underneath him be zochin it? So the answer is because since he jumped upon it, so he revealed that he did not want to acquire it with the Chachamim's enactment of Dalet Amos, but rather he wanted to acquire it by jumping on it or falling on top of it. And since he wasn't using the Takanas Chachamim and thought maybe Nefila falling on top of it works, so therefore he can't utilize the principle of the Chachamim to acquire it. And since falling on top of it does not affect acquisition, the person who grabbed it from underneath him is Ocha. Similar to the previous Mishnah, where we said, hold on, if a person is riding on the animal, he sees a Mitzia, and the other person picks it up for him, and he has in mind, Shimon picks it up in mind to acquire it on behalf of Reuven, and then Shimon changes his mind, so why should Shimon be able to acquire it? So we said, because in this case, the person riding on an animal did not want to make use of the principle of Hamagbia Mitzia Chavero Kona Chavero, that I want my friend to acquire it for me. He said, Tenehli, I want you to give it to me. And since he didn't give it to him, so therefore he, the one on the animal, is not Zocha. The similar thing in our Mishnah. Others claim that that's not the explanation of the Mishnah. The reason why he's not Zocha by falling on top of it is because the principle of the Dalet Amos, that Dalet Amos is Kone for a person, doesn't work here. Because the case here is where the Mitzia is in a Rishus Harabim. It's in a public domain. Where do we say that the Dalet Amos of a person acquire an object for him? Meaning if it's within the person's Dalet Amos, that object he has intention to acquire, it's his even before he takes hold of it. That's where you are, not in a public domain, but let's say you are in a simta. A simta is like an alleyway, or what we call tzidei rishus harabim, off to the side, like the sidewalk next to the stores, where you're officially in a public domain, but you're in more of a private area. That's where it's, now you don't have a lot of people, it's not very crowded, so that's where we say Dalet Amos can acquire something. But in the middle of the rishus harabim, a person is not going to be zoche nemitzia until it comes to his hand. So even just falling on is not going to help. The person who grabbed it from underneath him is the one who's zoche. Then the Mishnah says, Ra, O son, Ratzanach HaMetzia. Person sees people running after a Metzia that's in his field, which means it doesn't belong to him. It's an object, we'll see, an animal, or whatever it is, and it's in, within, well, let's say within Reuven's Sada. And you see, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, they're all running after the object. But this is a Metzia, it doesn't belong to him, it's Hefker, but it happens to be in Reuven's backyard. And he sees everyone's trying to, or is running through his backyard to try to acquire this object, which is a Hefker object. And the Mishnah gives his examples. Achar tzvi shavur, let's say it's a deer, but it has a broken leg, so it's walking very slowly. Or achar goes alo shel parchur, let's say they're pigeons, but they're unable to fly. V'amar, and this person, Reuven, who's the owner of the field, who sees the hefker item in his field, moving very slowly, and other people are running after to try to acquire it. And Reuven says, zach soli sadi, my sada, my field, should acquire this object on my behalf. It's in my sada. Zach Solo. His field, in fact, can be zoche for him. This is what we call kinyan chatzar. A person's courtyard can acquire something on his behalf. Now, the Gemara says this is only true if the deer, as we said, we're speaking about a deer, obviously that is, number one, we'll see from the second part of the Mishnah, that obviously it's not able to move very fast. He's able to catch up to it in order to acquire it. He's walking slowly, Reuven, but nonetheless, eventually he'll be able to get to that deer or those pigeons before they leave his field. But moreover, the Gemara says that's where they are mishtamrim misoch zadeh, which means they are guarded. Reuven is able to guard them, is able to grab them, and he's around. When we say that a chatzer can, a person's courtyard, is able to acquire an object for him, that's only where it's what we call a chatzer hamishtameris. It's guarded. The item in there is guarded. There's a wall around it, or he's next to the field. So that's where we say a chatzer can acquire something. But hayatzvi rutz kidarko osha hayu goes los mafrich, and the Mishnah continues. Let's say he doesn't have a broken leg and is running normally, runs very fast, or the pigeons are flying. And he can't grab them within that if he would run after them. The Amar said, Zach Sali Sadi, my field should acquire this hefker item, this hefker animal, bird on my behalf. Lomar Klum, that's meaningless. His field cannot be Koneh because, and we say, Kol HaKodem Zach, whoever comes, Levi Yehudi Yisach, whoever comes, is able to acquire it. And that is true because his field, because this is not a Chatzar Mishtameris. In fact, even if you had a deer with a broken leg, when you had Gozlos that can't fly, but he's so far away from his field that it wouldn't be able to catch up to them before they leave, before they run out. So that's also not a Chatzar Mishtameris. They would not be able to acquire it either. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Mitzias Beno Uvito Haktanim. Person, the mitzia of someone's son or daughter who are katanim. And a katanim here, katan means different things in different contexts. We usually assume a katan is under bar bat mitzvah. But here, katan means someone who is still somech al shulchan aviv, a person who is still supported by the parents. So a person could be 15, 16, 17 years old, and they're a katan for this purpose. So the halacha is that a mitzia that belongs to, that's found by a person's son or daughter who's still living at home, that belongs to the father, belongs to the parents. Mitzias avdav Shivchasa Kananim, of course, the mitzia that's found by an Eved or Shivcha, an Eved Kananis, a Shivcha Kananis, because they are the possessions, they are considered the property of their master, that belongs to the master as well. Mitzias Ishto, and the mitzia of a person's wife. Harelu Shalo, these belong to the person. Now, in the case of the son and daughter, as we explained, they are, since they're Samuch al Shulchan Aviyam, they are supported by the parents, they're living at home, so in order not to create and any animosity between the parents and the children, I'm supporting you, I pay for your tuition, I do everything, I buy your clothing and food, and you find this very expensive mitzvah, you get to keep it, that's not fair, you should give it to me. So in order to cause that there's no eva, there's no animosity between the parents and the children, the mitzvah of a child that somech al shulchan aviv belongs to the parent. That would be true, according to some, that would be true regarding, let's say, a person's son who is, or daughter, who's 15, 16 years old. But let's say you have a daughter that's a ketana or an ara. We remember this from Seder Nashim. Ketana or an ara, even if she's not smuch al shulchano, even if she's not living at home, nonetheless, her mitzia belongs to the father because of the pasuk in Parshas Matos, binureha beis aviha, which teaches us that a girl is an ara, and certainly a ketana, she is still beis aviha, under the jurisdiction of a father, kol shvach n'ureha la'aviha, and therefore, even if she's on her own at 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, or under 12, nonetheless, that mitzia belongs to the father based on that pasuk. And others claim, no, that when we say that a mitzia of a daughter belongs to the father, that's only where she's smuch al shulchano. Even if she's a nar or a ktana, and she's not smuch al shulchano, then there's no obligation for her to give it to the parent. Mitzias avdo v'shivchos ha-knanim, we said they're his because the guf of those avadim belong are the property of the owner. And mitzias ishto, why does that belong to the husband? That's a takanas chachamim as well. The husband is giving his wife mizonis and supporting her in order to avoid any eva, any animosity. The mitzia of the woman belongs to the husband. But the Mishnah then says, mitzias binovi toagdolim, if they're older, which means they're no longer somech al shulchanam, they're living on their own, and that would be true even if they're officially under a bar bat mitzvah. Mitzias avdu v'shichasav ha'ivrim, the mitzia of an eved or a shivcha or Amah Ivriya. So they are not the property of the owner. They work for 6 years, but they're not the property. They're workers, and therefore their mitziah belongs to them. Mitzias ishto shegersha afal pishalo nasan ksuvasa. Well, obviously, a mitziah of a woman who a man divorced belongs to her. Here the Mishnah says, even though he divorced and gave her a get, but didn't give her the ksuva yet. In fact, the Gemara says, really the case of the Mishnah is a woman who is only suffolk migureshes. She's migureshes ve'ena migureshes. We give the example all the time. A man threw a get to a woman, and if it's within closer to her, so then she's divorced. So, but here there's a suffolk. Suffolk karavlo. We're not sure if she's divorced or not. Was she divorced? We're not sure. So in such a case, the halach is that since there's a suffolk, whether she's divorced, the husband is still chayv to give her mizonos. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though we have a woman, mitzias ishto shegerisha, which means a woman who is a suffolk migureshes, and you'll say that the husband is still supporting her. So if the husband's still supporting her, till we know for sure she's divorced, so maybe we'd assume that the mitziah therefore should belong to him to avoid animosity. And obviously he hasn't paid the ksuva yet because she's suffering migureshes. Still, hare elu shalayim. This all belongs to them. It obviously belongs to the children who are not living at home. Obviously, it belongs to an eved and an amah ivriya because they are their own. They're not the property of the owner. But what about the woman who's migureshes, a misafik? Why, if the husband's giving her mizonos, why should he not get her mitziah? So the answer is that the whole takanas chachamim, that a mitziah of a woman belongs to the husband, is to avoid animosity. These are people, this obviously the husband was interested in divorcing his wife. He threw a get towards her. So once he threw a get, obviously there's plenty of eva already. There's no reason for us to try to avoid that at this point by making the mitziah go to the husband, and therefore the mitziah belongs to the wife since she found it, even though the husband is still supporting her because she's suffolk migureshes.